excuses towards why they're not living in faith or doing what God called them to do. It doesn't go well, or there's an adjustment, there's a correction that has to happen. And then once they get into faith, that's when the miracles take place. That's when the breakthrough comes to pass, is when we get into faith. Okay, so you see in the kingdom, the results are up to God. Okay, that's why I say it's a little bit different. Okay, because we're not in business per se. We're in we're in God's business, the kingdom. Okay, but God's expectation is different because the results are up to him. Okay, but our obedience that requires the use of our faith is up to us. That's where we have our free will. That's where we get to determine if we're going to stand in the fire of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and come out with not even the smell of smoke. That's where we're going to determine if we're going to walk in obedience, confront the greatest leader of the world known at that time and demand that the people of God be let go. That's where we're going to stand in our workplaces and declare the name of Jesus and live boldly for him. That's where we're going to sow that seed that we thought that we never could see. That's where we're going to answer that call to serve in that area of ministry that we may never been able to answer before, because we're going to use our faith through obedience in God, and we'll leave the results up to him. We don't have to